96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. On Tuesday, Michael Laughing Fox Charette performed at the Sawmill Saloon in Sealy. Charette is a member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and a self-taught Native American musician and storyteller. Charette dedicates his talents of music and storytelling to teaching Native American history, culture, and spirituality. Charette has an educational program and works within the public school system throughout Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, teaching students about Ojibwe culture and language. Charette incorporates traditional teachings of the Anishinaabe people into his performance and says that some of the stories he shares, he has learned from his grandmother.
She would say, our stories go back so far in so many generations that we don't even know how far back they go. I only know she would start her stories off like that a long time ago, back when the world was forever cold. She would tell us that people all over Mother Earth have creation stories and that we, the Anishinaabe, were no different.
The historical event was organized by the Cable Natural History Museum. Education Director Emily Stone says that she first invited Charette to give a program at the museum 15 years ago, and that the museum has been working over the years to honor Ojibwe culture and the Ojibwe people. Stone announced that they will be partnering with the Wisconsin Wetlands Association to build a new wetlands exhibit at the Cable Natural History Museum, which will open on May 1st. The museum's current exhibit is about the Northwoods and how it came to be, which Charette is also a part of. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers to stay alert for deer on the move during the fall rut and mating season. In 2024, there were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than one-third of the crashes happened in October and November. To avoid hitting a deer, drive at safe speeds, eliminate distractions, and ensure everyone is wearing a seatbelt. Deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions. If you cannot avoid hitting a deer, brake firmly and avoid sudden swerving. If you hit a deer, make sure to get your vehicle safely off the road as soon as possible. If someone is hurt or the deer is in an active portion of the road, call 911. Never attempt to move an injured deer. If no one is hurt and your vehicle and the deer are off the road, contact local law enforcement. Stay buckled up inside your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking along the road is always dangerous. According to the Ashland Daily Press, 2 Iron River men have been sentenced to multiple years in prison for sexually assaulting a girl under the age of 13 and threatening her with a deadly weapon. 24-year-old Logan Hellenius was found guilty this summer by a 12-person jury on 2 felony B charges of first-degree sexual assault and was sentenced in October to 27.6 years in prison and 17.6 years of extended supervision. 21-year-old Colin Sterling pleaded guilty earlier this year to a felony C second-degree sexual assault charge and was sentenced to 12 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Court records say that Sterling and Hellenius assaulted the victim in Orienta and in Iron River in 2022 and threatened to shoot her if she told anyone. During a Sawyer County Land, Water, and Forest Resources meeting on Wednesday, the Zoning and Conservation Department updated that they completed work on the Price Dam that controls Lake Winter. Electricity was hooked up to the dam, however, they are having issues with the gate clutch mechanism. They will have an update on the project next month. The Zoning and Conservation Department also reported that the DNR, in conjunction with the Whitefish Lake Property Owners Association, have finalized a public informational meeting that will be held to discuss the Notice of Pending application that would set a 6-inch water level increase on Lacouturay. The meeting will be held at the Lacouturay Casino Conference Center on December 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Sawyer County Land, Water, and Forest Resources approved a grant for a fish passage project proposed by the Department of Natural Resources and the USDA Forest Service. The grant would go towards supporting new monitoring equipment that tracks lake sturgeon within the fishway. The fishway allows lake sturgeon to move upstream and would be installed at the Winter Hydroelectric Dam. The project funds the purchase, installation, and operation of new equipment for the system, allowing researchers to track lake sturgeon. The $10,000 grant will be passed through to the DNR to fund the project. The total cost of the project is estimated to be $150,000, with $100,000 coming from other contributors. The project is expected to operate by 2028 or sooner. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Back to the future with Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickell will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickell. The Badgers host the number 24 ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison. NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee. NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual.
Yes, I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered rain and snow showers are possible here today. Our high right around 41 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.